Gallup, Americans' outlook on the coronavirus pandemic gradually improving. By Hannah Blow on September 9, 2020. Americans' view of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic is gradually improving as negative views have decreased over the past few weeks, a Gallup survey released Wednesday showed. Less than half, or 47%, now view the coronavirus pandemic as getting worse, down from the 61% who said the same in August. The number reached an all-time high at 73% in mid-July. While the negative outlook continues to decrease, a positive outlook of the situation is gradually rising. 30% now say the situation is getting better, a 5-point jump from the 25% who said the same in August. Only 15% said the situation was getting better in July, which coincided with the peak negative outlook of 73%. 23% of Americans currently believe the coronavirus situation is remaining the same. The survey also found that worries over contracting the Wuhan virus are slowly lessening. Slightly fewer Americans also report being worried about contracting the virus. The latest percentage of Americans, 53%, who say they are very or somewhat worried about falling ill from COVID-19 is down from the 55% to 59% range Gallup has recorded since June. Public concern about the availability of coronavirus tests, 35% very or moderately worried. And hospital services, 40%, are also down 7 to 9 points from their high points over the summer. Neither concern, however, has receded to the lower levels seen in June before the resurgence of cases nationally. Despite the decreasing negativity, Americans are still embracing coronavirus safety precautions, such as social distancing. Nearly three-quarters indicated that they had practiced social distancing in the last 24 hours. From a longer-term perspective, the percentage practicing social distancing has changed little since May after peaking at 92% in late March/early April, Gallup reported. The percentage of those who say they have always or very often practiced social distancing has ranged from 73% to 79% since mid-May. The overwhelming majority, 92%, of Americans also reported using face coverings when leaving their residence in the last week. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, expressed disappointment over the lack of masks at President Donald Trump's rallies, telling CBS This Morning's Gayle King that those are the kinds of things that turn around surges and also prevent us from getting surges. So I certainly would like to see universal wearing of masks, he added. Fauci, who did not stress the importance of masks in March, came under fire over the summer while viewing the Washington Nationals season opener. Photos show the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director failing to socially distance and hanging his mask over his chin.